Who'd have thought it would ever be possible? General Motors, within the last half hour, has filed for bankruptcy. And we are joined right now by local bankruptcy lawyer, Rosa Orenstein. He's live with us on the KRLD Morning News. Rosa, thanks for the time this morning. Given the size of the company involved, how much more complicated will this bankruptcy be compared to most?
Well, this is one of the most complicated bankruptcies that will have ever been filed to date. And that's probably an understatement. Chrysler was probably just the tip of the iceberg, a very small portion compared to GM.
Now, talk a little bit about the different parties that are involved here. Certainly the UAW is involved, Canada is involved, and the government is involved in two ways. Number one, as a prime investor and actually a majority stakeholder, and also it runs the bankruptcy court.
Well, it's involved in another aspect as well. It's the main financier of the emergence of GM from bankruptcy. So it's going to be funding the entire process on top of the three other aspects you mentioned.
So given all the parties involved, then, what could the timeline on this possibly be? We've heard up to 3 months. Is that overly optimistic?
I think it's actually fairly reasonable given what we saw, what happened with Chrysler. It filed on April 30th. The sale of its assets was approved basically 30 days later last night. I could envision that this could take about 60 to 90 days as predicted, now, given the force of the government.
Now, what? Yeah, right. Well, yeah, certainly they're the biggest stick involved. But what about any of the bondholders or any of the other shareholders or stakeholders filing some sort of suit or challenging this in one way or another? Could that throw a monkey wrench in the works, or is that just impossible at this point?
It's not impossible. That certainly could happen. 54% of the bondholders have agreed to take a percentage share in the company going forward, and that's a big hurdle. But there is still the possibility that some of those bondholders could file a lawsuit within the bankruptcy court. I just don't think that it will be sufficient to stop the reorganization.
All right, good enough. Rosa, thank you so much. That is local bankruptcy attorney Rosa Orenstein with us on the KRLD Morning News as GM files for bankruptcy.